me ask you, first of all, talk a little bit about heart writing, how politicians and advertisers use it to sway votes and move people to action.
Okay, the process of heart writing is where things are written on your subconscious mind, and it takes time to do this. So part of what happens over the course of a political program, remember the purpose of a politician is to get elected on voting day. So what they're doing is they need months in advance of work, so they start 6 months, a year in advance, start building their main themes into their message to get them written on your heart so that when you go in to vote, you're going to respond out of emotion, and you're going to vote for whoever it is who won the battle in your heart.
So what about the latest political ads, and does something resonate with you in terms of what we might relate to emotionally?
Well, everything they have is emotional in what it links to. Mr. Obama's current one is Forward, and Mr. Romney's is Believe in America. And both of them are searching for the swing voters to find what's in their heart already written that they can link into. The stronger your personal self-identity is, the less impact that has, and you'll be able to make more clear decisions not based on fear, which is the purpose of my book. But the what they're looking for is the people who are concerned and worried and using that as a leverage to get them to vote for them.
How are politics influenced by science, by theology, and how can those two result in political gains?
Okay, well, the first part for the science is that there's been a major breakthrough in the last few years in terms of the brain, how it works. It's called neuroscience now, and neuromarketing, how to use that information to persuade people without their being aware of it to do certain things. Both political parties use top-level Madison Avenue-type marketing people, advertising people, a psychologist to be able to organize their messages and get people to be persuaded to vote for them. The net effect of that is that the theology aspect is that, you know, 98% of Americans believe in God or in a higher power. So they're going to try to appeal in some way to their better attributes, but that's not the main thrust of the political program. Only 10% of it is positive and 90% of it is negative.
Well, tell me a little bit about the book and how it relates to our topic today.
Okay, the process is that the book is called Okay, God, Now What? And it describes the process that I use to control, from what I found in the scriptures, how to build my self-identity. Human beings operate by self-affirmations, self-statements, self-slogans. They can be very short, like Obama's Forward, or they can be very long, like the Pledge of Allegiance of America, or to, say, the 23rd Psalm. It's how we think, it's how we operate. So politicians are looking for how to leverage that to persuade us to vote for them.
Where can we find your book?
Okay, the book is available at Amazon.com and other places. The best place to get it, because of the special deal that I have, is at OkayGodNowWhat.com.
Okay, sir. OkayGodNowWhat.com. Good. We'll drive our listeners to that website as well.
Okay, great.
Don, thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much.
I appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.